Chapter 6 Great Expectations. One Saturday evening, when I had been apprenticed to Joe for 4 years, he and I were sitting in the pub with some of the villagers, listening to Mr. Wopsle. He was giving a dramatic reading of a newspaper report of a murder trial, and we all enjoyed watching him act the main characters. His witnesses were old and feeble. His lawyers were clever and sharp-eyed, and his accused was a violent, wicked murderer. Suddenly we became aware of a strange gentleman who had also been listening, and was now looking coldly at us. "Well," he said to us, biting the side of his finger, "so you've decided the accused was the murderer, have you?"
"Sir,"
answered Mr. Wopsle firmly, "yes, I do think he is guilty." We all nodded our heads in agreement. "But," said the stranger, "do you or do you not know that the law of England supposes every man to be innocent until he is proved to be guilty?"
"Sir,"
began Mr. Wopsle,
"as an Englishman myself, I—"
"Come," said the stranger, "don't avoid the question. Either you know it or you don't know it. Which is it?"
"Of course I know it,"
answered poor Mr. Wopsle.
"Then why didn't you say so at first?
Another question.
Do you know that this trial isn't finished yet?"